part two of the fucking super, super tale. Anyways, I get officially sentenced on November 20th. At that point, I will have to pay back restitution of $14,500. I have to submit DNA for the fucking state's database, which will cost me about $250. Public defender fees of $272. Probation fees for the next 4 years at $25 a month, plus additional costs for drug testing. Drug evaluation, which will cost some random number. All in all, my public defender told me I'd probably end up paying $20,000 altogether to remain free. Option two would be to take 3 years state time. 3 years state time becomes a year and a half because they give us day for day here in the state of Illinois. So, year and a half, boom. We get good time, which is automatic 6 months knocked off. Boom! We're down to a year. The fluff man will be out in a year. I don't know if I'd go by Fluffy in prison, though. Anyways, fucking, you know, shoot the shit, boom. I got 3 months in county time. So my 1 year is now 9 months. We got a joint here in Illinois called Southwestern Drug Joint. And what it is a fucking drug program while you're doing your state time. Well, for every 3 months you do inside Southwestern, you get 45 days knocked off. So, I got 9 months to do, right? Okay, so I do 6 months in fucking... Within 6 months, I get 3 months knocked off. Boom! Fluffy's gone for 6 months. No probation. I do parole, which is fucking easier than probation. Basically, parole, all they want you to do is not catch another case. I can do that, maybe. Who knows? Huh. Anyways, that's option two. I might take option two. I might hang out on my OR bond and do about a month or so probation and spend the holidays with the shorties and the birthdays with the shorties. And then go fucking shoot to the joint, pew, and go do this little 6 months, and be done with it. If I take joint time, well, if I take joint time, what's gonna happen? Part three, coming up next.